With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump is threatening both Russia and Iran, saying if a peace deal in Ukraine can't be reached, and if it's Russia's fault, he'll place more tariffs on Russian oil. President Trump also commented on his efforts to reach a nuclear deal with Iran, saying if they don't make a deal, there will be bombing. Search and recovery efforts are ongoing for the four U.S. soldiers missing in Lithuania. Authorities said Saturday the soldiers based out of Fort Stewart were operating an armored recovery vehicle last week when it sank deep into a bog during training exercises. The Social Security Administration is revamping its plan to require in-person identity checks.
The SSA recently announced it would require all new and existing beneficiaries to travel to a Social Security field office to verify their identity. After a public outcry, the agency made some changes to that plan. It now says people applying for Social Security disability insurance, Medicare, or supplemental security income who are not able to use the agency's website can complete their claim over the phone. But other SSA applicants will still be required to verify their identities at a field office starting next month. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The change was made to lessen fraud. Also at SRNnews.com, Executive Vice President of the National Taxpayers Union, Brandon Arnold, says Congress has several options in dealing with the savings created by DOGE.
Yes, they could play with these numbers a little bit, and they could build in some of the savings that are going to accrue from the DOGE cuts, some revenue gains that could occur because of tariff increases. All of these things could be built into the baseline if they choose to do so.
He appeared on Salem News Channel. Republican Party state headquarters in New Mexico are targeted by what the party calls a deliberate act of arson. Someone also spray painted the words ICE equals KKK on the wall. This is SRN News. Utah's governor signs a law requiring app stores to verify users' ages and get parental consent for minors.
It's called the App Store Accountability Act. And Utah is the first state to enact such legislation. Under the new law, app stores are required to request age information and get parental consent for minors to download apps to their devices. Similar bills have been introduced in at least 12 other states in the latest fight over children's online safety. Utah's governor also signed a measure last week to protect the children of online content creators. George Williams, SRN News.
Relief groups continue to provide assistance to residents recovering from deadly weather that recently struck several states. Samaritan's Purse is working closely with local churches and officials to coordinate relief efforts. The Christian Humanitarian Agency is also responding to needs in Oklahoma, where wildfires destroyed nearly 100 homes and structures. This is SRN News. Major talks between a key Trump administration official and various Hispanic leaders.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem met with Mexico's Claudia Sheinbaum for the last stop on her tour to three Latin American countries. Despite ongoing tariff threats by the Trump administration, President Sheinbaum said they would focus on security and migration, adding she would emphasize Mexico's sovereignty during her meeting with Noem. More than informing, we're going to share with her what is being done and also the coordination and collaboration that has been established with the United States. Earlier this week, Noem visited El Salvador's high-security prison where Venezuelans flown out by her party are being held. And yesterday, she signed an agreement with Colombia to expand biometric sharing for law enforcement. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
President Trump says a tree that's nearly two centuries old will be removed from the White House grounds because it's rotting and it's a safety hazard. President Andrew Jackson brought the magnolia tree seeds from his home near Nashville. More details at SRNnews.com.